Leta Silase Gebrehiwot is picking hops berries on her farm in a picturesque village near the regional capital, Mekele. As she does so, she recalls what farm life was like in the past. She says if the rainy seasons were good, they would have good yields. However, during the drought years, they had problems and had to depend on food aid and sell most of their cattle to pay for food. She says that after they sold their cattle, the family moved from town to town looking for food. Leta Silase and her family returned to the area. 3 years ago, she and her neighbors began attending seminars held by the German aid agency GTZ and the government's Bureau of Agriculture and Rural Development, in which they learned how to build an enclosure called a semicircle terrace. The structure consists of a stone wall, about 2 or 3 feet high, built in the shape of a big smile, with the open end facing the nearby hill. Different plants grow within the enclosure. Leta Silase built 5 of these on her farm and is now growing hops, guava, pepper, cabbage, Swiss chard, and tomatoes. She is able to feed herself, her husband, and their 5 children from once bare, dry land and has recently purchased some cattle. The watershed management expert at GTZ's Tigray office, Gebre Egzibar Lema, explains that semicircle terraces trap runoff water and moisture coming from the nearby hills and stop the soil from being washed away into gullies during the rainy season, where rainfalls can be erratic and very forceful. He says crops can be grown all year round, even when conditions are very dry, provided that there is minimum rainfall during the June to August rainy season.
I think the nutrition status of the farmers also improved. Before, they used only the pulses and the cereals for household consumption. Now they are using vegetables in their home consumptions. That's why their children are now becoming strong for learning. And they are getting also additional income from the vegetable sale, and they are accessed for this education due to that additional income.
GTZ and the government are also helping to build shallow wells, tanks to trap and hold rainwater, irrigation canals, and other water harvesting technologies. Most of the 150 households participating in the joint GTZ government semicircle terrace pilot project are able to water their plants using water from these sources. The semicircle terraces, water harvesting technologies, and other environmental rehabilitation and conservation initiatives being carried out by GTZ are part of the regional and federal government's wider effort to ensure food security in drought-prone Tigray. 3 years ago, the regional government launched a program called the Comprehensive Community and Household Asset Building Approach, in which 370,000 low-income rural households can choose what is known as a household package of strategies to improve their food situation. Each package, which number about 60 in total, contains a combination of farming or other income-generating activities, such as growing cereals, pulses, and other crops, livestock ranching, beekeeping, dairy production, or raising poultry. A credit scheme enables farmers to take out loans with low interest and flexible repayment schedules to support the packages they select. The government and aid agencies such as GTZ provide training, technical support, and, in some cases, materials. Burhane Helu is deputy head of the Bureau of Agriculture and Rural Development for the Tigray Regional Government. He explains why food security is such a major concern in his region and country.
Unless our people are food secure and alleviate poverty, it's a question of survival, and we cannot live as a country, as people. We cannot live peacefully, and we have limited time for this. We cannot be relaxed. We cannot beg, you know, the international every year that Ethiopia, affected by famine, please give us this amount of grain and so on and so on. People will be fed up. So we have to look our own solutions, and that is for security and poverty alleviation, based on our own basic resources.
Burhane says 3 years ago his government conducted a survey that found that 80% of Tigray's rural households lived below the poverty line. He says that his office is conducting another survey now. He thinks there has been a significant improvement in the region's food security. Tigray also falls under the federal government's Productive Safety Net program. In its second year, the initiative provides low-income households with cash, food, food for work programs, and other assistance based on the beneficiary's circumstances. Kathy Maitney for VOA News. Michele.